This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Nobody over on the video phone today, Chris, is there?
Mm-hmm.
You mocked me about that yesterday, you know.
I did.
You made me feel really old. Video phone was a big thing. Is a big thing.
Speaking of being old.
That's what. You've spoiled my segue.
Hey.
Anyway. Folks, if you want to get in touch with our show and make me feel a little bit younger, get us via WhatsApp 0187 89 8899. At Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. We're asking you a question today. It is, do you intend on working past retirement age? Why or why not? We are talking about this because many working Malaysians will need to play catch up. But the question is, how many would have to achieve the basic required savings by the age of 55. The EPF estimates that members will need to work between an extra 4 to 6 years to rebuild the savings that have been utilised during the pandemic. Some very strong numbers. Now, this compares starkly to the EPF basic savings of 240,000 ringgit, which is the minimum amount considered sufficient to support basic needs for 20 years upon retirement. We got this article from The Star, by the way. Without working longer or having sufficient pension support, many older Malaysians would easily fall into poverty in just a few years post-retirement. After all, Malaysians on average are living about 16 years longer after the retirement age of 60. The World Bank calls for the country's minimum retirement age to be increased to 65. World Bank economist Amanina Abdulrahman suggests that the transition to a minimum age of 65 could happen over a period of 10 years. This means the retirement age is to be increased by about 6 months every year. Here's a quote from her. After the minimum retirement age reaches 65, it could then be linked to life expectancy.
Just to clarify that the comparison to the EPF basic savings of 240,000 ringgit is that latest data from the EPF shows that 6.1 million EPF contributors, 72% of them being Bumiputra, have less than 10,000 ringgit in their accounts, just to clarify. Now, by increasing the retirement age to 65 between 2020 to 2040, Amanina says Malaysia's annual economic growth is expected to increase by 0.3 percentage points per year. At a practical level, she says that some jobs are more suitable to be performed by older workers than others.
Mm-hmm.
Age management strategies, including adjustments to the work organization, work equipment, and working time policies, as well as training, can help to improve the suitability of jobs with the capabilities of older persons and potentially also enhance their productivity, according to her. Other experts also generally agree with the idea of extending the retirement age even up to 70 years old.
Oof.
However, the Malaysian Employers Federation disagrees. It says working above the age of 60 should be on a voluntary basis without raising the mandatory retirement age.
Right. So according to the MEF, the Malaysian Employers Federation, Datuk Dr. Syed Husman, employment beyond the age of 60 should be based on the health and performance of the employee and if the employer still requires the services of the employee. He says a blanket increase in retirement age would cause employers to face issues of increasing medical costs and lower productivity, especially among those employees in physical work like construction, plantation and manufacturing sectors. Employees themselves may be physically challenged to continue working in sectors that involve a lot of physical work, he says. He also warned that raising the retirement age could cause unemployment amongst the younger generation to increase. In July 2013, when the government increased the retirement age to 60 from 55, this led to the loss of about a million job opportunities for fresh grads. The private sector would have about 200,000 retirees per year. Hence, in 5 years, at the material time, about a million of them were retained up to July 2018, he says.
Mm-hmm. Across ASEAN, the retirement age of 60 is rather common, although some countries are looking at raising the age limit. Just earlier this month, an increasingly aging Singapore announced that it will raise the retirement age to 63 from July 1st, 2022, up from 62 currently. The public sector there already implemented it on July 1st of this year. Indonesia, on the other hand, plans to raise the age limit to 65 by 2043. For every 3 years, Indonesia will be increasing its retirement age by a year. The current retirement age is 57 years. So the Malaysian Economic Association President, Professor Datuk Norma Mansor, points out that many countries are indexing retirement age to life expectancy.
Now, Malaysia could start by increasing its retirement age to 62, but it should be ensured that everyone is ready for the change, she says. The government introduced incentives for employers to hire post-retirees 2 years ago. It's a good start, but some employers seem to be reluctant, according to her. A later retirement age will be good economically, Norma says, as it will help improve old age dependency ratio. So less seniors rely on younger people aged between 15 to 59. Productivity will definitely increase, and when the country is moving up the value chain, we will need the skills, the knowledge and experience acquired by the baby boomers, she says.
Mm-hmm. But of course, health is a major concern. With more Malaysians identified with comorbidities, it is one's wonder whether a later retirement age would create more health risks for senior citizens. Health Minister Khairi Jamaluddin has called Malaysia an unhealthy nation, with one in every two people being obese and only one in 20 who maintain healthy eating. Consultant rheumatologist Professor Dr. Sargunan Sokalingam of University Malaya Medical Center says the country needs a retirement policy that incorporates ways to tackle the rising cases of cardiovascular diseases, diabetes and stroke, among others. Mm. And Sargunan says that Malaysians should be allowed to work up to 70 years old if they would like to, saying the concept of ageism, where one thinks anyone above the age of 60 is not physically capable, is a myth. A senior citizen can very well remain cognizant and provide for the community and economy, but some health issues such as muscle weakness can be addressed through regular exercise and proper diet. This would allow more individuals above the age of 60 to contribute productively.
So apart from health issues, another key concern is, the ability of seniors to adapt to evolving market needs. So the MAF Syed Hussain says employees above 60 years old may not be able to keep pace with the Industrial Revolution 4.0 and the digitalization needs of today's requirements. He says technology is changing at a rapid rate and may favour the younger generation to master the new technology. Now, after the break, we're going to be talking to some people from Amazing Seniors. They're a new digital platform specially created for those aged 50 and above. The platform embraces ageing and aims to bridge that technology gap and empower mature adults to interact with fellow community members, transact safely online and enhance their knowledge of the rapidly transforming world. So this is some kind of stopgap measure for those that might be missing out or might be worried about IR 4.0 and digitalization above the age of 50 and whatnot, to help them out with that. But more on that after these messages. We're going to have some music first to take us into the break. Patti LaBelle with Lady Marmalade. And don't forget, we are polling over on Twitter. Do you intend on working past retirement age? Why or why not? Let us know. And if you want to send us a WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. We'll be right back.
Beating fickle mindsets. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm still in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We are speaking about retirement age today and whether or not you intend on working past retirement age. Why or why not? The reason that we're talking about this is because we saw an article in The Star about how many working Malaysians will have to play catch-up to be ready to retire by the age of 55. The EPF estimates that members will need to work between an extra 4 to 6 years to rebuild the savings that have been utilised during the pandemic. We've been asking you this question over on Twitter. Chris, do you want to give us some numbers and a quick rundown of some of the tweets that we've had?
Yeah, sure. So the numbers, we just have yes or no as options on the poll. Yes is at 53.3% and no is at 46.7%. So fairly close. And we've got a couple of responses here as well. SC Koo says, keep active, keep learning, of course, with a lot of travelling for fun. Mm-hmm. Emacra says, never retire. Job too interesting. Too interesting. Do let us know what that job is.
Yeah.
LH Ung says, keep active in mind and body. Money is essential. Casey says, to keep living. The body and mind deteriorates fast if one stops working them. Amaral just says, I would probably still need money to live. So I'm assuming, yes, keep working. And Eugene says, if you retire, you're just waiting to expire, which is arguably one of the more pessimistic couplets I've ever heard.
All right. Over on WhatsApp, we've had a few. Kok Yuen has said, yes, for my own sanity. Kevin has said, absolutely not. I took a week off recently and was fully occupied with intrinsic values. And then we've got another one here, number ending 2016, says, yes, I do plan to work after retirement age simply because, ironically, you'll age faster if you're not working. My father was a superman when he was working. Suddenly, he picked up three highs within a couple of years after retirement. That's why I'm picking up new skills now that allows me to continue to work, even if I'm 80 years old, something like teaching. I'm guessing that's high blood level, high cholesterol, high... let us know what the three highs are. I'm interested. Mm-hmm. Yes, anyway, that's what we've got so far. Now, before the break, we were talking to you briefly about this thing called Amazing Seniors. Now, they're a new digital platform specially created for those age 50 and above. And they launched their website, amazingseniors.my. And this launch took place over a three-day online event from November the 11th to November the 13th. And it was a series of free webinars. We had a free launch focusing on talks and interactive events on stuff like health and fitness, finance and management, active lifestyle, careers, and travel. And they had a bunch of brands, you know, presenting webinars like Sunway Medical Center, Securities Commission of Malaysia, the KPJ Damansara, and another list of well-known brands also partnered with Amazing Seniors to offer this wide range of deals on products and services for the senior segment. And they also created this thing called Share to Care. It's a campaign to benefit three deserving causes to mark the launch of AmazingSeniors.my.
Yeah, so the recipients of the Share to Care campaign are SPCA Selangor, the trusted animal welfare NGO promoting kindness and compassion towards all animals since 1958, the Rachel Siu Sweatley Trust Fund for Morquio syndrome sufferer Rachel Siu, who needs costly enzyme replacement therapy, and Dialogue Includes All, the social enterprise creating impact and change for Malaysia's disabled community. Mm-hmm. Now, Share to Care pledges to contribute RM1 to the causes with every new sign up during the launch period. In addition, the platform aims to raise at least RM10,000 to distribute equally to the recipients.
So, Amazing Seniors empowers the senior community to do more incredible things and showcase the latest relevant information and offers. And it embraces aging and aims to bridge the technology gap and empower mature adults to interact with fellow community members, transact safely online, and enhance their knowledge of the rapidly transforming world. So, with nearly 2 billion people worldwide expected to be over 60 by 2050, mature adults are a formidable force to be reckoned with and a new powerful consumer class. Amazing Seniors aims to bring together organizations that provide senior-specific offerings and connect them to our growing community. Now, we managed to get hold of a couple of people from Amazing Seniors. We've got the directors, Jasmine Amiralgani and Penny Lowe. So, Jasmine and Penny, how was the launch last week and what were most people keen about?
Well, the launch was well received, and we were really, really happy with the turnout. We had almost 1,500 attendees over the 3 days, with many, many of them being seniors themselves. We had talks about will writing, financial investment, mental health, and interactive sessions like dance exercise, which was really popular, by the way, and basic fitness. And we also received encouraging feedback from the seniors themselves. They seemed really interested in what we had to offer, and they were looking forward to more events like these in the future.
Mm-hmm. So why 50 and not 60, which is at the moment the official retirement age in Malaysia?
We felt that at 50, we begin to enter a new phase of our lives and start to recognize our changing needs as we progress in age. We also felt that those in their late 40s and 50s would have parents in their 70s and 80s who could really benefit from what we provide on the platform.
Mm-hmm. And so what are some of the needs of the 50s and above?
Well, as many of us start to age, there is a need to prepare for the next phase of life, which often includes planning for retirement, having a greater focus on health and wellness, and, you know, just doing something that just makes us all happy. We also felt that this mature segment is often overlooked as a consumer class, and not all products and services are catered for them. So we ultimately wanted to facilitate a collective voice and a platform for them to be heard.
Mm-hmm. And is there still a stigma to aging in Malaysia?
Yes, there is. Look around us. The seniors are portrayed as frail, sickly, weak, dependents who no longer contribute to the system at large. From a marketing viewpoint, seniors are the ones who usually get ignored by the corporations when conducting market research because they are no longer viewed as a potential market segment. They have become a neglected audience. From a capitalist point of view, the senior consumer has just aged to become a dependent, and being neglected is what builds on the stigma.
Interesting stuff. Jasmine and Penny, just hold that thought. Let's take a short break. We'll have a bit of music. We are asking you folks at home, though, you know, do you intend on working past retirement age? Why or why not? Let us know. We have a bunch of responses already. We'll get to those in a minute, and we'll give you some updates on the polling numbers. But here's some music first. It's Jimmy Cliff with Wonderful World and Beautiful People. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Bold, fearless Malaysians. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury with
Christine Wong.
We didn't expect this topic to be as heated and as spicy as it seems to be. We've got quite a few responses already on this topic. And the question is, do you intend on working past retirement age? Why or why not? I just did a quick check for myself over in the UK. If I wanted to retire over there, I have to work until the age of 67 before I get a state pension, which means I'll be able to retire on the 26th of August, 2043. My word. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to our topic of discussion over here. A couple of messages have come in via WhatsApp. Retirement for the B40 and the M40 is hopeless here in Malaysia. Only the elite level are able to happily stay retired. Mm-hmm. Thanks for that message. We've also got one from Tsai Yao Yang, who said most probably a working retirement like how a working holiday is. Oh. Well, there you go. Let's get an update from Twitter. Chris, please.
Yes. So from Twitter, we've got the poll still fairly relatively even. Yes is at 54.4% and no is at 45.6%. And we also have Michael who says, I'm a writer. It's not like I'm likely to stop writing once I hit 60, which is fair enough.
Fair enough. We still have a couple of people on the phone with us. Of course, amazing seniors directors, Jasmine Amiral Ghani and Penny Lowe. We've still got some questions for them. Now, I want to ask Jasmine, for the portal and the website, are most people looking for work or are they doing other things?
From a higher senior's perspective, we have seen many who are indeed looking for work, whether it's part-time or full-time. But we also realize that there are many who may not be keen to work, but may be interested in other things like how to look after your health after a certain age, how to care for their elderly parents, how to keep fit and healthy, you know, what like-minded communities are out there that they can join and socialize with, and what fun activities they can participate in. And that's one of the key reasons we started Amazing Seniors, basically to cater for all these diverse interests and needs of this segment, and basically to go beyond employment.
Mm-hmm. And from your observation, both of you, when do people start looking at plans for their golden years? Maybe Penny?
For most of us, we don't even start planning for our golden years until we are at that stage. We couldn't wait to grow up when we were young because it meant having access to a whole new world of adventures. However, as we near the 50-year mark or move beyond it, the idea of growing old can be daunting. So much focus is on worrying about aging. And that's why we started Amazing Seniors. We want to celebrate age and create a positive vibe about growing older and wiser, with things to look forward to, special privileges to take advantage of, and companies to take us seriously.
So, Amazing Seniors is an offshoot of HireSeniors.my. Why do you feel Amazing Seniors is a valid extension?
Having launched and run Hire Seniors for the past few years, it's actually helped provide a deeper understanding of the mature adult segment. Very quickly on, I realized that there was so much more that we could do for the mature segment that goes beyond employment. We also realized that not everyone may be keen on employment, but there was a whole world out there in terms of interests and needs that we could cater for. Hire Seniors was started based on a simple question that we asked ourselves. Basically, you know, how can we fill a senior's day to ensure that their minds are kept active so that, you know, they just don't end up watching TV at home all day? Getting a job was something that we thought had a clear need, where companies could tap on the experience and knowledge that seniors bring with them, whilst at the same time, seniors could benefit from the social interaction and the sharing of knowledge at the workplace. So when you extend that question further, we realized that we could do and offer a lot more than just employment. And that is what gave rise to Amazing Seniors, which basically caters for the needs and interests of this fast-growing segment. It pulls together information and events and communities and volunteering opportunities, as well as products and services that cater specifically for the mature segment.
Right. Final question for you guys. So Hire Seniors is one of the winners of the Khazanah Impact Innovation Challenge. Is Amazing Seniors a result of that?
The Khazanah Impact Innovation Challenge grant was actually awarded to Hire Seniors, and the intent is to use it to enhance Hire Seniors' ability to offer more jobs for seniors by making it easier for employers to post available jobs for seniors through the Hire Seniors site, as well as to increase its visibility amongst employers. Although the two organizations are separate entities, we see them complementing each other in reaching out to the same segment and ultimately to be able to have an impact on the overall well-being and standing of the mature segment.
That was Jasmine Amiralgani and Penny Lowe. They are the directors of Amazing Seniors. Chris, I wanted to ask you then, you know, ideally, without putting a monetary figure on it,
okay,
if you could retire, what age would you like to retire? And let's just assume you have enough money.
As soon as possible would be great. I mean, look, I think it's one of those situations where I haven't really thought about it, much like Penny has said. I'm sort of just taking it day by day at the moment. And I'm definitely in a position of privilege where I'm able to do that. And I'm sort of not really considering it at the moment. I guess... probably sometime in my 60s, like what's been projected in a sense. But, you know, if I could retire before that, that would also be nice.
I mean, it's really had me... Obviously, I'm a little bit old, a couple of years older than you, Chris.
Just a wee bit, yeah.
Just a couple of years, yeah. and so it's had me thinking, not necessarily about retiring, you know, and sitting on funds or whatever, but what the meaning really of retirement is. And that's kind of what I've been questioning. And is retiring just... not working for somebody else anymore or working for a paycheck, or, you know, what exactly is it? And I think it's that idea of you just don't want to get up in a morning at a specific time to go to a certain place to do a specific job, perhaps, you know, or be beholden to anybody else.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I think there are some people who, much like I think Twitter reflects, there are people who like working, you know, and they enjoy that sort of intellectual challenge every day. And that is also really important. But I think there's also a subsection of people who, you know, they'll find that sort of challenge in other ways, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was going to, you know, talk about. It's like, as long as I'm staying busy and I have a little bit of money coming in or whatever, that for me, you know, I'd be happy with that. It doesn't mean I have to, like, just, you know, hang up my shirt or whatever. Yeah. That's it, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, how it was back in the day and you got your little gold pocket watch or anything and, you know, you're retired. I don't see it like that anymore. I just see it as that stepping back a little bit and slowing down, perhaps.
Just having more time to do, I guess, things at your own pace, really, I think.
Folks, I think we've come to the end of the show then. Thank you very much for all of your contributions today. Busier than we expected it to be actually today here on BizBytes. The question was, do you intend on working past retirement age? Why or why not? The Twitter poll final results, 127 of you took part in the poll. 54.3% of you say yes, you do intend on working past retirement age, with 45.7% of you saying no. But there you go. They're the final numbers for today. We've come to the end of the show, of course, but if you did miss any part of the show, you can download the podcast and listen back to wherever you normally listen back to it from. We recommend the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. But don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, we have the Breakfast Grill replay. In a market with just 32 million people, are 21 direct general insurance companies one too many? Is that perhaps why there's been consolidation in this sector, or is the market still underpenetrated? Puneet Parisha, the CEO of Liberty Insurance, came on the Breakfast Grill to discuss and give his outlook on the insurance industry as Malaysia recovers from the pandemic. That is coming up just after 1 o'clock. And then at 1:30...
At 1:30 is a special edition of Resource Centre. Now, the fourth industrial revolution is well on its way, and companies that want to thrive will have to get with the times, whether they like it or not. While making significant changes is never easy, adopting new tech and driving IR 4.0 standards are crucial when it comes to staying on the global supply chain. So we spoke to Malachi Martin, Global Director of the Center of Excellence Digital Supply Chain, SAP, about the do's and don'ts when transitioning to an Industry 4.0 workflow, the digitalization of old machines, as well as SAP's plans for Industrial Transformation Asia Pacific 2021.
There you go. That's all coming out after 1 o'clock. Me and Chris will say goodbye for today, but we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow here for Enterprise Biz Bytes at noon. My name is Rich Bradbury. That was Christine Wong. This has been BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.